Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us, so you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick.
Ah, made it to a Friday. Boys are here ready to go. It's a Traeger Meat Friday. Got a little nip in the air. We got a fire going outside the fire pit, and the Traegers are fired up as well. A lot of things to talk about. We'll recap what happened last night, look ahead to some of the games this weekend. The Heisman question that McLovin has been sitting on that he's so proud of. It's a very saucy Heisman question for you.
I almost walked off after I threw it out pre-show.
Yeah, I said you can't walk off before the show starts. Maybe you can walk off after, but you know, hold on here for just a little bit here. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. And your involvement, you can be involved in a variety of ways. You can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show, and say good morning to our radio and TV partners around the country, around the world. Lamar Jackson passed Michael Vick for the single-season quarterback rushing record last night. But that's just the start of things with Jackson this year. He threw 5 touchdown passes last night, and granted, it's the Jets, but he now has thrown 33 touchdowns on the season. This is the third time he's thrown 5 touchdowns in a game. He's got only 6 interceptions. Like, we're running out of ways to go or adding question marks to his game. Well, but can he hold up? That's the one that persists. Well, can he hold up? Well, so far, he took one hit last night. He did run out of bounds. And that's what I've said before with these mobile quarterbacks. A lot of these quarterbacks have an ego where you go, just get out of bounds. You know, the reason why RG3 slowed down greatly is because his ego got in the way, and he started taking on these defenses. And when they hit, it hurts. Lamar Jackson is a bigger version of RG3. He gets out of bounds. And as far as his passing numbers, well, make him throw outside the numbers. He loves his tight ends. You know, the fact that those are the go-to guys, and he throws to them more than any other position. You know, they use their tight ends more than any other team. But the Ravens have won 10 in a row. They're 12-2. And maybe you don't look at the wins and losses right now, but the Ravens follow Lamar Jackson's lead. And the rest of the offense plays with a lot of confidence. I still think the dangerous part of the team, the offense, is Mark Ingram. Because I can game plan the best I can for Lamar Jackson. I can game plan for him. But Mark Ingram keeps you honest up the middle. And they got a couple of running backs there. They got 3 tight ends. Hollywood Brown gives you that deep threat there. And it's not just Lamar Jackson. And he said that. He said that after the game. He's said, you know, it's all about we. It's not about me. And he's going to get the individual awards. But the team award, I mean, this could be one of those great, great seasons where you saw a dominating team. And I don't think anybody saw this coming. But this is a team that, you know, they really debilitate you to start the game. They start out with drives. And then it feels like you're playing catch-up. But, you know, that running game, the passing. The thing is that people have a problem with, if Lamar Jackson looked better with his throwing motion, I don't think anybody would have a problem with Lamar Jackson. It feels like they're going, yeah, he doesn't look like he throws it. I mean, there are guys who have had different throwing motions. There are guys who look great with their throwing motion. They don't always hit who they're throwing to. But Lamar Jackson is more of a sidearm. It feels like he's that pitcher who can deliver it in a couple of different angles. But I don't look at it. I like to look at it and go, where did he throw it to? Who did he throw it to? Where did he throw it to? How tough was that throw? But the way he is now, we're nitpicking with Lamar Jackson. But it's been a pretty incredible, you know, transformation here. Remember, the Chargers figured him out. They had the blueprint last year in the playoffs. We're still looking for that blueprint this year. And that's not to say that Andy Reid or Bill O'Brien or Bill Belichick won't come up with something, because he had 7 starts last year. So you had a sample size there, but also he was figuring out who he is and what that offense could be. But getting Mark Ingram, I think, was a brilliant move, and that's one that's probably not talked about enough. 13 carries, 76 yards, 5 yards per carry. You know, that's the great part of it. It's almost like when you watch Army play football. You got to, you know, 3 or 4 guys you got to count on, and you got that read option there, and that guy who runs up the middle at some point breaks it. And Mark Ingram has been great. You know, this is a guy who has been around. You know, he's been a 1,000-yard rusher. But that was impressive last night. I know it's the Jets. The defense is good. And I think getting better and better. But Lamar Jackson, 5 touchdown passes, 33 on the year. And that ties him with Vinny Testaverde for the most touchdown passes in a single season in Ravens franchise history. Wasn't long ago where we looked at the Ravens and went, they're up there on the totem pole of most boring teams. We used to make fun of the Ravens and, you know, that they were guaranteed to get like 17 points. You know, they'd win 17-13. Now, They're a high potent offense here. Now, the Flacco era is long gone here, but this is a team that they're going to have home field advantage, it looks like. And now, you know, does Kansas City, and I know that we brought this up at the beginning of the year, or once Lamar Jackson started to have some success. Would you rather have Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes? And at the time, I said, well, I'd take Patrick Mahomes. And I would still take Patrick Mahomes, believe it or not, because I think what Patrick Mahomes is doing is sustainable. I don't need anything. It's less risk for me, and it feels like that's more sustainable. Lamar, there's still that moment, though, whenever he runs and you hold your breath. You know, I don't worry as much about Patrick Mahomes, and I think Mahomes, they're both great. Mahomes, it feels like that is something that he can continue to do. Lamar, will defenses figure him out? You know, the key is you have to have weapons. How's your offensive line? Do you have weapons? Mahomes has a good offensive line, and he has weapons. And he's got a good offensive-minded head coach in Andy Reid. But if you said I could have either one, absolutely. I'm fine. I'd sign up for it. It's just the Ravens went all in and said, we're creating an offense around you. The Chiefs did that too. I mean, both of these teams, you know, said goodbye to veteran quarterbacks. Alex Smith was a very good quarterback. I mean, he wasn't great. He's not a Hall of Famer, not transcendent, but he was very good. Joe Flacco had a Super Bowl ring. But those coaches, those front offices and those owners said, okay, we'll build it around these players. And both of those teams have. Houston's trying to do that with Deshaun Watson. But Deshaun Watson, to me, is more Mahomes, should be more Mahomes than Lamar Jackson. Because I do worry about Deshaun Watson. You know, he tries to keep a play alive. And, you know, he's not Lamar Jackson. But then, who is? This program brought to you by the great folks at True Car. They show you what other people paid for the car you want. So when you're ready to discover, buy, or sell that new car, visit True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Check in with the Dallas Cowboys. They got a big game with the Rams coming up. It's a big game for both. The Cowboys can lose and still, you know, they can still win their division. For the Rams, it's a playoff game. Everything's a playoff game for the Rams because they have to win. They need a little bit of help, but they need to win out. As for the Cowboys, you know, there's a whole lot at stake there. And as I told you a couple of days ago, a source told me that it's one thing that the Cowboys are interested in Urban Meyer. I wanted to know if Urban Meyer was interested in the Cowboys, and I was told yes, that Urban realized, according to my source, that he was being viewed as toxic for a college job, I think in particular the USC job. Therefore, he's interested in, if he's coming back to coach, that he'd be coming back and coaching the Cowboys. That was the interest level. Yes, Paul.
It's also interesting that the Eagles kind of control the situation. The Eagles keep winning and can knock the Cowboys out. Eagles had the Redskins at the Redskins this weekend. Should be easily winnable for the Eagles.
Should be.
But, I mean, they kind of, you know, there's only one playoff spot.
And then Jason Garrett, trying to get his team pumped up to face the Rams, he showed highlights of the season. I think he sprinkled in highlights from last season as well. That's not a good thing. Like, I'm going to remind you guys of how great we've been. Wait, we don't have enough highlights? All right, just sprinkle in something from last year. All of a sudden, I got Troy Aikman throwing a pass, and I'm like, wait, Troy didn't play for the Cowboys. Not recently. I need recent highlights in here. Roger Staubach's in here in our highlight reel. We'll talk to Tim Kalishaw about that. Doug Flutie, former Heisman winner. He'll join us coming up a little bit later on. Flutie's got to look at today's NFL and go, man, I was born too early. Flutie now, you know, because back then he was too small. They didn't embrace him. And he, you know, when he was with the Bears, Mike Ditka didn't like him or didn't like, you know, you can't have a quarterback who's 5'10". Nowadays, nobody cares about that. So, games coming up this weekend. Of course, Army-Navy. That's a must. Patriots-Bengals got a little spicier here. The Bengals are 10-point underdogs. Bears-Packers, Texans-Titans, Rams-Cowboys, Bills-Steelers. So, you know, now we have play-in games here. Feels like the playoffs are starting this weekend for some of these teams. And the Bills and Steelers, you know, they're battling for that playoff spot. So, McLevin, give me your juicy Heisman question.
I have a question first.
Wait, a question before your question.
I have a question. If Lamar Jackson has an unorthodox throwing style, who is the guy that has the perfect throwing style? It doesn't even have to be playing. Who's the guy that you look at as like, wow, that's how the prototypical throw of football. The name that jumped to my mind was Drew Bledsoe.
No, Aaron Rodgers.
But Rodgers came in the league. They said he has the wrong throwing style. Remember, he had the Jeff Tedford. He kept the ball up by his ear.
They had
to totally redo him.
No, but I'm saying right now.
Right now, okay.
I would go Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes. I'm looking at how effortless. I think Joe Namath and Warren Moon threw as good a deep ball as I've ever seen. And there was this effortless feel to them. There are certain quarterbacks where you feel like they're throwing a shot put. Or it really looks like they're struggling. You know, Michael Vick threw a great deep ball. He just wasn't a great thrower. You know, there are guys who have strong arms. Randall Cunningham had a strong arm. John Elway, a strong arm. You know, Joe Montana didn't have a strong arm. Steve Young didn't have a strong arm. But they had the ability, they had touch. And I'd rather have a quarterback who had touch, that ability to sense your movement, to throw you open. Whereas, you know, we think that Josh Allen's got a cannon. You don't always need a cannon. You need a BB gun sometimes would help out. But these guys, I'm going to throw it right through you. I don't need that. Yes, McClough.
All right, on to the real poll.
Okay.
I'll give you one Heisman vote for all the college football you've seen, and you can pick one Heisman Trophy winner. I'm opening up the field to everybody, and you can populate the poll with who you want.
Wait, this is all time?
Either all time or we clip it in 1980 or something that we've... 1985 or something we've all seen. It's got to be somebody you've seen.
Yeah. All right.
So is the question the single best college football player we've ever seen?
Yes.
Like they're all in a room and we've got to give out one trophy.
You give whatever you reward a Heisman winner for, you reward this person for Heisman.
Yeah, see.
So this is going to be a dumb question, but this has to be a former Heisman winner, right? Like it can't be somebody that we think got robbed.
No, I don't know. That'd be amazing if that is the answer. You know, it's funny. There's one person that jumped into my head, and I think...
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
We'll tease it. So I got one vote there.
I got a question. Do you think you should vote for the first image that pops in your head? Is that the answer, or should you actually think on this topic? Because I know...
We rarely think on topics.
Right.
So I'm kind of going with the first person that popped into my head. There was one name that immediately came into my head, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it out loud.
Okay, well, you'll say it out loud and embarrass yourself coming up in a couple of minutes here. Yeah, I have a name that came to mind when you said, you know, who's that one player you saw, and you said that's the best player I ever saw. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Got some... Holiday Meat Friday songs to play for you. A few of those coming up. Got our play of the day, stat of the day. Interesting numbers on, you know, Joe Burrow is older than Lamar Jackson. Troy Aikman brought that up last night during the broadcast. Joe Burrow, I think he's 23. He turned 23 on Tuesday. That's 28 days before Lamar Jackson will turn 23 on January 7th.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
It's happened just twice before that the Heisman winner was older than that season's NFL MVP. 1957, Jim Brown was the MVP of the NFL at 21 years of age. John David Crow of Texas A&M was 22 when he won the Heisman. In 2000, Chris Wenke was 28. Marshall Faulk was 27. All right, so we'll come back. We'll come up with an answer to that poll question. A few other things to get to. We'll check in with Tim Kalashaw. When's Kalashaw joining us, Todd?
He's going to join us in the final hour.
Okay, final hour. Doug Flutie will join us coming up in an hour from now. And your phone calls are always welcome. It's 16 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Okay, this is just a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please, please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. The company that has been offering great rates and great service for 75 years, it's Geico. I've been using them for a long time myself. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. no recordings. The company, Geico. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, but I've been a fan and a customer of Geico for a long time. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait build for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
When we get done with the show, I hang around for a little bit, then I go home, then I come back because I have all of these calendars to sign. Self-addressed stamped envelopes. If you send those to Mario, we want to make sure that you give us enough time to get those calendars back to you. But we've probably signed a few hundred here that you've sent back. But I think we sold over 2,500 of these calendars there. And Mario loves when you send those in the mail. He really does. It's a heartwarming moment when you see that little guy when he gets the mail and he's so excited and he's so proud. He wants to show us how many calendars we need to sign. So please do that. I was mentioning how the Ravens, they start out and it just feels like, you know, they dominate you from the beginning. And I was wondering what the stats are for the Ravens scoring a touchdown on each of their first three drives. They've done that four times this season. That's the most by any team in the last 40 years. They score touchdowns on each of their first three drives. They've done that four times this year. You can't get out from underneath that because then all of a sudden you don't make Lamar Jackson one-dimensional. They get out in front of you. The defense has helped out because now they've made you a little bit more one-dimensional. But, you know, just another way that the Ravens get out in front of you. How many games have they won? So they won 10 in a row, McLovin?
Yeah, they were 2-2, I believe, and now they're 12-2.
I still go back to that Browns loss. Like, that's the one where, and it feels like every year, even a great team has one of those games. Like, when the Dolphins beat the Patriots, and you go, how did that happen? And then you win the Super Bowl. Now, the Ravens had that game against the Browns, and the Browns looked like they were the team to beat in the AFC. Yes, McLovin.
You know, I feel like the Chiefs were kind of where the Ravens were at this point last year, and the Patriots were down just like they are down now last year. Like, I remember coming into that game. Remember they had the Chargers at home? We weren't sure that the Patriots were still the Patriots. Or am I imagining that?
It feels like
the Ravens are a little better than the Chiefs were at this point, but not much. The Chiefs had every angle to get in last year.
Well, we still question their defense with the Chiefs, but the offense was so good that we felt like they're gonna outscore you. And you know what? They almost eliminated the Patriots by, you know, that it was going to be a great play by the defense. Turned out to be a bad play by the defense, offsides, and that you know, took away the interception there. You know, the Chiefs' defense is getting better. It's just their offense isn't what it was the previous year. Where the Ravens, it feels like the offense is better this year, and that defense has gotten better every single week as well. Yeah, McLovin.
Also, and I'm only kind of saying this, you picked them for the Super Bowl, but the Chargers had a better team than the Patriots last year. They were 12-4, but the stupid seeding system made them go out to Foxborough in the divisional round.
Yeah.
The Chiefs had, if that game was in wherever they played last year, L.A., I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know the Patriots could beat the Chargers necessarily. So it kind of all worked out.
Fewest starts before you win an MVP. Now, I'm just talking about quarterbacking position. What's the fewest starts? How many starts did Mahomes have? Did he have just one? Did he come in for Alex Smith?
Right.
And then he had 16 starts.
Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes is second all-time. 17 starts before winning his first MVP. Lamar Jackson will have 23 starts.
Okay.
But there's someone who had only 16 starts before winning his first MVP.
Is this a quarterback?
It is a quarterback. Dan Marino's up there with 25 starts, Ken Stabler, but only one person did it faster than Mahomes as far as starts. When I tell you the answer, you'll be like, oh, I got it.
Recent?
20 years ago.
20 years ago.
Exactly 20 years.
Exactly 20 years ago.
Kurt Warner.
Oh, I got it.
I didn't get it. I wouldn't have guessed it.
I didn't know how many starts that he had prior to coming in for Trent Green. He had not started a game.
No.
And then he came in during the season.
All 16 starts were his that year. Because remember, Trent Green got injured in preseason.
Right.
And then they said, well, the season's over. Kurt Warner, this former Iowa Barnstormer, is coming in. And then he just lit it up.
Man. So Lamar Jackson is going to be second on that list? No, Mahomes had 17 starts.
Right, and then Jackson will be third all time.
Man. Yes, McLovin.
I'm trying to think. Marino did it pretty early in his career, too, but I think he had.
That was his second year.
Did he start all of his first year? I don't know.
I don't think he started. I think was Don Strock.
Of Woodley?
Yep.
Don Strock may have started, then Marino came in. By the way, check out the DP Show app, the all the gifts we have for Christmas. You got to place your order by December 18th, and you're going to love what we have there. Great prices there. We got the one-of-a-kind RC-designed long-sleeve DP Show t-shirt. If you're a fan of watching the show, then you know what RC did with the man cave, certainly the basketball area there. He's the street artist who did all of those great renderings, Tom Brady and Shaq and LeBron James, Babe Ruth. He did all of those and actually did those in 11 days. But he did a RC-designed long-sleeve t-shirt that you can get in time for the holidays. All right, give me your question there, McLovin.
Okay, you get an all-time Heisman vote. Okay. Who should we put? Say, well, let's do five names. We can fit more if we need to. Who would go on that poll?
All right.
And the question, too, is do you limit to a time? Because none of us saw O.J. Simpson live.
But, see, I would say O.J. Simpson because that he was and I think, you know, being younger, it stood out. Because I had not seen a football player like that. And when I saw O.J. play against Ohio State, I was just seeing something. You know, Gale Sayers was similar when he was with the Bears, but I was seeing somebody. And Jim Brown was a great running back, obviously, but there was more force to him, more power to him. As far as grace and power, O.J. Simpson was unbelievable. So I would say him. But I'm older than you guys, so O.J. would probably come to mind. Well, let's go around the room. Paulie, I'll start with you.
First name that went in my head, and I stuck with it after doing some research, it's Herschel Walker of Georgia.
Okay.
3 years, everybody knew he was getting the ball. Everybody knew it. He was the only weapon they really had. 1,600 yards, 1,900 yards, 1,800 yards. He outrushed his quarterback's passing all 3 years. His last year in college, 1,700 yards, the team only passed for 907. Everybody knew he was getting the ball. He was the face of the sport, Herschel Walker.
But he didn't get the Heisman in his first year when I thought he deserved. You could have given the Heisman to Herschel a couple of times.
That's right.
I mean, but you're right. I mean, we all think of that play, that run against Tennessee when Bill Bates tries to tackle him and it doesn't go well. I saw Herschel in person in college at a game in Athens. And once again, you're seeing somebody that big, that fast. And, you know, this was the precursor to Bo Jackson. And then you saw Bo, and Bo is an even better athlete than Herschel and more explosive than Herschel. Because Herschel didn't have any real wiggle to him. Bo could beat you. He could beat you up the middle, and he could beat you on the edge as well. But if it's not O.J. Simpson for me, it would have been Bo Jackson. Yeah, Paul.
I was in on Bo Jackson, but Bo Jackson had, like, a season with 1,200 yards. Then his junior year, remember, he had a bunch of thigh injuries and sat basically a lot of games. And he had 475 yards. Then he came back and had 1,800 yards and put a bow on his career. The other guy I would have said would have been Barry Sanders, but he did it for 1 year. His 1 year was the nuttiest.
Yeah.
But it's 1 year.
I was really fortunate because I became friends with Barry his junior year at Oklahoma State and did a feature on him. and stayed in touch. Well, I'm still in touch with Barry Sanders. You know, we look at Lamar Jackson, how he deflects any praise. Barry never got praise, even from his own dad, because his dad would always remind Barry Sanders, you're not Jim Brown. And so Barry just grew up realizing he would never be the best running back in his dad's eyes because his dad would remind him, you're no Jim Brown. To which Barry said, I know. I'm no Jim Brown. But I was there when Bo Jackson won his Heisman. I covered that. And I remember he had such a stutter. Like, he wasn't comfortable in front of the media. He's since gotten a whole lot better. But I remember that was the thing that when we were interviewing him, that I was asked that, you know, you got to be patient with him because he has a hard time answering questions because of a stutter. McLovin, what do you have for me?
Well, then it's fine. The name that jumped into my head was Tim Tebow immediately.
Really?
Just because he encapsulated a lot of what the Heisman is about. You know, it's all the cliches, but like the speech, two titles. The other one that jumped into my
head. Great.
The other one that jumped in my head because he won two titles. And I just had to look it up. He didn't win a Heisman. It was Tommy Frazier with Nebraska. When I was into college football, he was in total control.
I think he might be the greatest winner at that position.
He did. I don't think he won the award.
No. I'm saying the greatest winner.
Oh, right.
Because I think from his freshman year, like all 4 years at Nebraska, Tommy Frazier was spectacular. He was one of those, what do you need me to do each game? And he gave it to you. And he was just slippery. Yes, McLovin.
Vince Young's Rose Bowl year was crazy. If you could do 1 year, and Cam Newton's one
But
year.
I don't think you remember much about Vince Young except for the Rose Bowl.
One game. Yeah, I know. That's what he. But I think he had like an insane year, too.
Yes, he did.
That was the greatest performance. And Cam Newton's 1 year, I remember just he could not be stopped in any way, shape, or form.
But I remember that one as we thought he was going to be suspended. And
that hung over the whole thing.
Yeah, we were on campus there for the Georgia game, Paulie and I, and we didn't know if he was going to play.
Remember he came running? No one knew. It hadn't been announced. And he came running out after the eagle flew around. The place went berserk.
Seton, you got one?
First name that popped into my mind was Tim Tebow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And it seems kind of obvious. Maybe there's some recency bias there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, basically for everything Andrew just said, there's no denying his impact on college football and the force that he was.
I would say Manziel over Tebow because Manziel, to me, was a weekly highlight reel. Tebow didn't give you great highlights. He was on a great team and gave you great numbers. And really epitomizes what you want in a Heisman Trophy winner, absolutely, and Manziel probably does it. But Manziel, every single week, that was must-see TV. And while Florida was must-see TV because you were watching future pros, Manziel, you were watching something you'd never seen before. Yeah, Steve.
You know, the next name that popped into my head, though, was a guy who didn't get the Heisman, though, which is where it came from. And I have no idea why he I know he made a big impact on me as a kid thinking about him, but Rocket Ismael, he was just unbelievable. And he was, maybe 11, 12 years old, and I remember watching him against Michigan. Ran two back, just going nuts, going absolutely berserk, getting the cover of Sports Illustrated. I think he lost to Ty Detmer, which is no doubt he deserved the Heisman. But, man, it would have been pretty sweet to – that was a special time of football.
And I also think when you're younger, there's more of an impact. Whereas as you get older, you're not as invested. You may not have a team that you follow. You're a little more jaded.
Just the excitement of waiting for every kickoff to see, like, all right, is he going to do it?
Yeah.
And you waited on every single one to see, like, okay, this is it. He's going to go.
Yeah, Paul.
And if you think about it, Rocket Ismael was one flag away from having the greatest ending to a career, maybe any career.
Right.
He had a punt return against Colorado. Colorado's number one. Notre Dame's number five. They're in the mix because that's when they judged.
Yeah.
Notre Dame and Rocket Ismael, they didn't kick it out of bounds. They kicked it to him, and there was a flag just a few feet away from the play. I think Ted Johnson got clipped. Or Rocket Ismael punt returns a game-winning touchdown to win a national title.
Was that Bill McCartney?
Yep.
I want to say that's when I learned what clipping was.
what the hell is that?
Oh. Terrible call.
I know. Todd, you got one?
I initially thought Herschel or Bo Jackson, but I think Eddie George is a name that should definitely be included in the list.
He doesn't have anything exciting.
I thought he had some huge runs for Ohio State. I thought he was dominant. Did he win by default that year? Did they just got to give him
No, Eddie was a great running back, but I don't think there was anything spectacular about him. Like, John Brockington was a great Ohio State running back, but, I just think because of that position at that university, the running back was going to be featured there. Yeah, Paul.
Eddie George did have 1,500 yards, then 1,900 yards in back-to-back seasons.
He was great. There was nothing memorable about his style. Yeah, Paul.
When I grew up, the first play, like where Seton saw a person, I was watching a Michigan-Purdue game, and I was probably 10 years old, and Michigan had a wide receiver named Anthony Carter. He was number one. He was bone thin. He wore no knee pads. He had, like, the roll-ups before they had the roll-ups, and he just unleashed the fury on Purdue and just crushed him. I was like, I don't know who this guy is, but I love him.
He was so thin, and he never got bigger. I remember covering him in the USFL, and you're going, and the Vikings, and you go, how does that guy survive out there? Joe Burrow's going to win the Heisman Trophy. The question is, what's less in doubt, Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow? Is it a tie, right? Well, it feels like Joe Burrow is going to run away with it. Is Lamar Jackson going to run away with this?
I actually don't think Lamar can lose it at this point. I think it's all over. He could even have two average games with a loss.
But is he going to have – I don't know what the largest margin of victory for the MVP is. Do we even keep track of that? Have we had a unanimous NFL MVP? I'm not sure.
I don't even know who votes for it. Is that an AP? NFL MVP in some years, we don't even take notice of it, right?
No.
It's become more of a thing lately, but it used to be like, we'll give it to Brady. We'll give it to Manning. Who knows?
Yeah. But O.J. has the largest margin of victory. And then it's Troy Smith over Darren McFadden, Charlie Ward over Heath Shuler, Desmond Howard over Casey Weldon, and Ricky Williams over Michael Bishop, who played at K-State. Yes, Paul.
Of 50 possible votes for MVP last year, Patrick Mahomes got 41. Drew Brees got 9. That's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, Todd.
I would think Burrow would be more of a landslide also because they're done, and he can only go down from here. It's like that student that has, like, all A's. You know, can he even do better than he's doing? He can only slip a little bit over these next 3 weeks, and what if a Russell Wilson or someone just does something incredible over these next 3 weeks just to shorten the margin a little bit?
There was a great moment last night. Mark Ingram, Heisman Trophy winner, interviewing Lamar Jackson, Heisman Trophy winner, after the game. This is where Erin Andrews did the smart thing. She gave the microphone to Mark Ingram, and Mark Ingram has been Lamar Jackson's biggest cheerleader. You know, it's almost like they're a traveling team, those two together. And here is Mark Ingram interviewing Lamar Jackson after they won the division.
Man, you broke Mike Vick's rushing record, man. You the AFC North champions for the second year in a row. How I feel, man? Tell me how I feel, El Freaky.
It feels good, but you know, we got a lot of season left to play, and we got two more banners to hang up. And
so you're telling me the story unwritten?
Unwritten right now.
Book unfinished.
Right.
Congratulations, brother, on breaking Mike Vick's record and being the GOAT, the MVP that you are.
Appreciate it, brother.
It's like the straight man and the comedian there. Lamar Jackson's 22, just ready to turn 23. I mean, that's amazing. Like, he has composure. It's not about him. But the other thing, and we'll talk about this, you know, after the commercial break here. We got our play of the day coming up. Were the Ravens the one team that the geniuses who understood how great Lamar Jackson was? Because they almost didn't draft him in the first round. And if it wasn't the Ravens, who would have taken Lamar Jackson? We'll talk about that coming up next year on the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life.
And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
Check this out.
Jackson takes the snap, fakes the handoff, runs to the right, tucks inside the 10, and he's hit hard at the 6-yard line. And he'll be stopped there, but the pickup is enough to give Lamar Jackson the single season rushing record for a quarterback in NFL history. Welcome to the fresh new page in the record book that reads only Lamar Jackson.
Ravens Radio Network, little Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run, and he was running in New Jersey against the Jets. Lamar Jackson finishes with 86 yards rushing, 5 touchdown passes, and they clinch the AFC North. The Ravens will travel to the Browns next week. And I mentioned this yesterday prior to the game. You're going to see load management, I think, with Lamar Jackson. I think at some point, you know, John Harbaugh is going to say, I want you rested, ready to go. And as long as we have home field advantage, then, you know, I'm going to let Lamar. He's already put up his big numbers. He's going to win the MVP. And I think that John Harbaugh is going to probably start to limit some of his playing time. Play of the day brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. This is a great Christmas gift. If you're thinking about one of those stocking stuffers and you're going, what can I get my husband or boyfriend? Dollar Shave Club. Or if you want to just get it for yourself, the Ultimate Shave Starter Set. Everything you need for an amazing shave. And you can see for yourself starting at $5. After that, restock box ships regular size products at regular prices. Get yours at DollarShaveClub.com/Patrick. You can get it a couple of times a year. You can get it once a month if you want. But great gift there, Dollar Shave Club. Now I got people saying, it's a damn shame no one's mentioned. Hands down, the most exciting player I ever saw in college football growing up, Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush is up there. Absolutely. I think forgotten a little bit. Because of the scandal at USC. But Reggie Bush, that was must-see TV. But that entire team was, that offense was. It was must-see TV. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, and a lot of this has to do with when you grew up. And, you know, when I was growing up, you didn't get to see all of the teams. You might see them one time. And growing up in Ohio, I saw Ohio State football and didn't realize at the time, but when somebody says 3 yards in a cloud of dust is your game plan, and I'm like, yeah. And then all of a sudden you go, no, that's so damn boring. And when I saw USC with O.J. Simpson, and I went, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And O.J. was that first, and Jim Brown, you know, when he ran, but I didn't see him at Syracuse, but when he was with the Cleveland Browns. But O.J. was probably that guy because of the age that I was watching, and I'd seen something for the first time, something that was different in college football. Yeah, Paulie.
One guy that really stands out to me, he only played 1 year, really, of college football, 1.5 years, Marcus Dupree at Oklahoma. He was just after Herschel Walker and right around the time of Bo Jackson. He was 6'3", 230, and ran fast. Like, he was had, like, track speed. And he's the one guy where I said, even Herschel didn't do that. In his only 1 year, though, basically.
Yeah. Fritchie just sent me the least deserving Heisman winners.
It's a little mean-spirited.
Do we want to do that today? It's kind of, I mean, I don't mind being on the list if I won a Heisman Trophy. Doesn't it feel like whenever somebody says, he's no Gino Toretta. Like, Gino Toretta won, he wasn't the best player on his own team, Miami in 1992. But if I'm looking at this list here, it feels like Jason White, doesn't he come up, is he tops on the least deserving Heisman winners?
He's right up there.
Is this list, though, tainted with the fact that they didn't have great pro careers, and that seeps into what they did in college?
Yes.
Because Jason White crushed it.
But Paul Hornung's on this list, and Paul Hornung, the golden boy, although he never deserved that, they won, I think, 2 games that year at Notre Dame. They were 2-8, and he won. Jim Brown, Paul Hornung should have run to give the Heisman to Jim Brown that year. Man. Yeah, I forgot all about it. I mean, Jim Brown was great. He finished fifth in the Heisman that year. Let me see. Gary Beben at UCLA in 1967. I remember watching Gary Beben. Archie Griffin, 1975. Arch won it back-to-back year, 74 and 75. But I'm always curious. I thought Ricky Bell, USC, deserved it one of those years. I thought Ricky Bell was, he was awesome. He had almost 2,000 yards. He was great. So Ricky Bell lost to Archie Griffin. The following year, he lost to Tony Dorsett when Pittsburgh won that national title there. Gino Toretta is on there. I'm always curious who lost in the, like Marshall Faulk, right? But wasn't Marshall a freshman that year? And that would drive me crazy. Well, you can't give it to a freshman.
That's right.
I was like, is he the best college player in America?
He had a 350 yards in a game as a freshman.
Yeah. Marshall Faulk deserved the Heisman Trophy. Eric Crouch at Nebraska when he won. He was really good. I mean there was a Manziel feel to Eric Crouch that he rushed for 1,000 yards and he threw for 1,500 yards. I mean, did Rex Grossman finish runner-up for the Heisman that year? Does that sound right? Yeah, Paul.
Eric Crouch got helped out because he had a great moment. He caught a touchdown pass for a long play and also had like a 95-yard scramble. He had a couple of big plays on national television that put him over the top.
Mark Ingram won the Heisman. I voted for Toby Gerhart that year. Toby Gerhart rushed for 1,800 yards at Stanford, 28 touchdowns. But is that the closest vote ever? Ingram,
I believe so.
Over Toby Gerhart?
Yeah, I think so.
But you could say that Ndamukong Suh was the best player in college football that year. When Charles Woodson won the Heisman, that's when Peyton didn't win it. Charles Woodson got it. Trying to think if, I mean, Charles Woodson, they're both Hall of Famers, if you're factoring that in. Like Tim Brown won with Notre Dame in 1987. I guess he's also on that list. Trying to think who else. Lorenzo White at Michigan State. Craig Ironhead Hayward at Pittsburgh. They were really good. Thurman Thomas at Oklahoma State was really good that year. But Jason White, I don't know, he's probably number one on the list. He won it at Oklahoma. Larry Fitzgerald and Eli Manning, those were the guys who were competing. I'm trying to think if there was we didn't know how great Larry Fitzgerald was. If we looked at it now looking back, you'd go, well, you'd give it to Larry Fitzgerald. He's the Hall of Famer. Yeah, McLovin.
Now, my system argument comes in with a lot of these guys, starting with Jason White. First of all, he was doing against Big 12 defenses. He had 40 touchdowns and 10 picks, but in that offense, everybody did. They were turning.
Well, wait, so Baker shouldn't get it and Kyler shouldn't get it?
Well, if that's what you're saying.
I'm asking you.
Well, I mean, Baker and Kyler's success is a big part of that's Lincoln Riley. I'm 1,000% convinced of that. Okay. I mean, I don't even think that's a hot take. It can't be coincidence there were two Oklahoma transfer quarterbacks to win the Heisman and a third who's fourth this year. But, I mean, come on, Jason White, even Crouch to some extent, Troy Smith. Like, a lot of these guys were in, like, these great systems, these spread offenses. I don't know if Troy Smith was that.
Is Vince Young the best player to never win the Heisman?
He didn't win?
No. He threw for 3,000 yards. He rushed for 1,000 yards. That's when Reggie Bush beat him.
Ooh.
He had 38 total touchdowns. Peyton's got to be in there. How about Deion Sanders? Jim Brown?
Hey, Jordan here. I know a lot of you create your own podcast, and a lot of you already have one like me. I obviously love what I do. It's taken a lot of hard work to get to this point of success. You shouldn't have to pay fees for platform hosting, distribution, analytics, or fees to create a podcast. You need to be able to focus on producing the best show possible. Now, Podcast One, that's the network I'm on, they have Launchpad Digital Media, or Launchpad DM for short. So it's free, includes unlimited hosting, full control of distribution. You have access to a full dashboard with analytics. Again, totally free. You own everything, by the way. You own your content. You own your subscribers. No tricky stuff there. And you get your own show page on launchpaddm.com for people to listen to and subscribe to your show. It's the only hosting platform brought to you by the leading network, Podcast One. Podcast One will promote the site, drive people to discover your podcast, and if your show grows, You could even be invited to join Podcast One's all-star roster, which includes people like Adam Carolla, Caitlin Bristow, Shaq, Lady Gang, and, of course, me, Jordan Harbinger. I'm there, too. You also get access to their production and sales support. So with all this completely free, don't use other hosting platforms. Why would you need to? Learn more or sign up now at launchpaddm.com. And don't forget to check out The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Celebrate the big 2020 with T-Mobile. Switch now and get two lines for just $90 and two new iPhone 11s on us. So you can take a portrait built for two with the ultra-wide camera.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, cute.
Hurry in to T-Mobile and get two lines for $90 and two iPhone 11s on us with qualifying trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers with autopay, plus taxes and fees. If you cancel before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device of $699.99. Contact us. Qualifying port-ins and finance agreements required.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.